know my name. Diamonds on my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of slime. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign.
Welcome to episode 288 of Fourth and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Primo in the building. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. But we're going to backtrack. You know, some news broke on the timeline. You know, we're a little late. But there was a guy once in the city of Philadelphia. Fan favorite. We talking about practice, man. Franchise player. Allen Iverson talked about practice, and we are talking about 10 plays. We talking about 10 plays, y'all. 10 plays. Franchise player. We talking about 10 plays. The quote was from a guy that we all trust. We all love. We all respect. And anytime you see a guy like Derek Gunn, you give him his flowers because Derek Gunn is Derek Gunn. That is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
To some who might not know the landscape of Eagles media and don't give him that respect, like that's the thing. I've seen it on the timeline. But overall, I'm just saying, we talk about 10 plays. I'll let you start. Like, how are you feeling about the timeline excitement about the 10 plays?
Well, I mean, first things first, I feel like we should set it up and telling him what what he explained the 10 plays, what they were, right? So he had, I believe, three receptions to A.J. Brown and then three picks and four sacks.
Primo, you got the quote, right?
Yeah, I mean, it clearly says one person said, let me give you a scenario of what we went through one day of practice. It was a 10-play scenario. He had three picks, four incompletions, and three sacks.
Got it. So we're talking about – and this is also – this is a practice that took place in May. That was the first inkling here. And Gail, listen, I know that you're a D-gun truther. You're a D-gun lifer. I am also a huge supporter and fan of Derek Gunn. Love the man. However, this one's cap, bro. It's cap. We're way out of pocket here. We're talking about 10 plays from a practice in May. Let me just, you know what the first thing? You know what the first thing?
He's been waiting for this, man.
I have. The first thing that popped into my mind when I heard 10 plays. You know, there was another quarterback in Philadelphia who had the opposite. He had 10 fantastic plays in the preseason against Green Bay in an actual game, mind you, not practice. In August, not in May. He had 10 plays that were spectacular. Eagles Twitter was on fire. We thought we were going to the Super Bowl. And guess what? Sam Bradford sucked ass that year. He was awful. So, listen, 10 plays that happened in May? Sorry, D-Gun. I think it's you're just kind of poking the fire here, man.
Well, man, look, listen, happy Friday to everybody that's tuning in, man. Yeah, Evan's been really waiting for this moment to go ahead and express his feelings. You know, D-Gun is definitely somebody that's respected in the Eagles industry and the Eagles fan base. You know, his sources come through, man. I mean, they're reliable. But at the end of the day, I'm with you, Ev. Like, you might have stepped the boundaries a little bit too much on this one, man. But you know, I QB1 is still our man. You know, we hear a whole bunch of stuff. We hear bad stuff, good stuff. And you know, brought up a good point. I mean, years ago, Sammy Sleeves, man, he had that perfect preseason. We were the preseason champions that year, and and look what happened. We shit the bed, man. So, you know what I mean? If we're going to go ahead and really rely on OTAs and really going to go ahead and base our team off of that, I mean, I think we've had a history of being wrong many times when it comes to that. So, I'm not in on the OTAs. Like, hey, man, this is where you got to go ahead and straighten this type of shit out. So, everybody has a bad day. So, yeah. I mean, hey, if that's the case, okay, he had a bad day. I go with it.
I really enjoyed A.J. Brown's 2 cents that he threw in there because, first of all, A.J. Brown is quickly becoming a fan favorite. He said, in rebuttal to the Derek Gunn story, 10-play series, Jalen threw 3 touchdowns to me. Donovan and T.O. fought the other 4 plays. Vince Papale came out of retirement and had 3 receptions. I thought that was pretty fucking funny, first of all.
I mean, I like that spicy side of AJ. I feel like he's a guy who's backing his quarterback. He's a guy who went out and purchased a Hurt season hat from our guy, Lord Brunson. He asked, where can I get one of those hats? Mm-hmm. But I feel like, you know, to comment off of what you guys were saying and also just get my point, it's just a matter of, like, you know, Derek Gunnett said he had mentioned this before. So, like, this is an old quote that he just had talked about, but it was rehashed. But the thing is, like, you know, offering – I think, you know, knowing that you put stuff out there, I think if it wasn't quoted in artwork, sometimes the artwork fires it's that whole
tells people,
you know, some of the things that we might have said on this podcast, if someone put some artwork and some fancy graphics to it, it might spice up the timeline. But and people might have feeling a certain way. But, you know, we'd like to add to the fire a little bit. Not really, but we got an opportunity. Shout out to Trent Cole and his management group for putting on the Trent Cole defensive football camp. We got a chance, random chance to interview one of the captains of the Eagles. So this is an exclusive, but this is Brandon Graham.
It's an exclusive. It's a 4th of July exclusive.
Dude, can we get can we get the music?
Oh, wait, what music?
But when you got the
I love how he switched that over to you, you know.
Something like this?
No, not that music. I got it. We done.
Before we go any further, Prime, I would have called that breaking news. I wouldn't have.
You saying?
I'm saying I would have called that breaking news. I wouldn't have called that music.
Exactly.
So this is Brandon Graham, the man himself, briefly describing a couple plays and talks about our starting quarterback.
Yeah, we winning by a landslide. Never see me coming on my
left. Especially the new guys coming in. I feel like Bradbury that came in right away and just, you know what I'm saying, caught a couple picks on people, you know what I'm saying? And I'm excited for Jalen, too. Jalen, he threw a couple bombs on us. Our receivers, of course, you know, them boys look good. AJ look good as advertised. And Jordan Davis, man, I'm excited for him because I feel like if we get Fletch to get going like I know we could for this year, boy, it's going to be some problems.
I feel like you're going to have a lot of versatility on that front. Mix and match. I think, you know, pick out the weakness on the opposite side of the football. Mm-hmm. Guys are making a lot of plays. I think, you know, our Eagle fans are excited now.
Man, I'm excited for them, and I'm excited for myself because I know we're going to put that work in.
Now, talk about work. What kind of work are you going to put in with these kids out here? I mean, they're waiting for.
So that was, you know, I had to, like, pull back because you're talking to a legend. You keep calm, cool, collected. But Brandon Graham, again, he actually did mention a couple of interceptions. It doesn't say who threw the passes, but he said, you know, James Bradbury caught a couple. And then he readily went to Jalen Hurts and said how great, you know, they've looked. He didn't. There was no hesitation where he said, not like he's going to trash his teammate either. But, you know, it does mention some interceptions that were thrown. But again, we're talking about 10 plays and other people might've talked about the sacks in the quote that said sacks, but like in football terms, and you do 7-on-7, there's a time.
Yeah.
So if a coach is like, you don't get that off, that's a sack. So if some people were like, cause some people were like saying like verbatim, like there's no sacks, you can't sack, but like that, this is what they're talking about. But, again, now, is this a media thing where it's just great to have something to talk about at this time of the year?
That's kind of the way that I'm feeling, man. I mean, that's exactly what I said to open up the show. He's stoking the fire. And I'm not saying that I think Derek Gunn is as reliable as they come. I don't think that this is a knock on his credibility at all. I just think that, you know, he had a story that he probably saw a Jalen Hurts down day in practice. And he wanted to go out there and tell that to the world. However, you know, obviously any news that comes out of Eagles camp is going to be billboard material. We are a football town through and through. And if we hear news that comes out that our starting quarterback is struggling, that's a story that's going to circulate and it's going to grow legs of its own. And I think that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. I mean, like, come on, once again, BG, you know, he spoke it right there. He spoke the truth, man. Like, you know, he's not going to go ahead and really downgrade his teammate and everything. So, you know, this whole, it's like you guys mentioned earlier, man, this is the media. This is what they do. This is what they get paid for, man. This is what they wake up in the morning and hey, this, man, is how they start the their days off. Like, man, this is, they just feed off of the bullshit, or if they don't have anything, they'll find something or they'll make something up. That's the media life, man. So it's like, by all means, I'm not saying that this is made up. Again, if it is a bad day, which it could have been, okay, but like, for real, everybody has bad days.
And in May, dude, in May, like the draft was in late April. So we're talking about 2 weeks after the draft, 2 weeks after we acquired AJ Brown. I'm supposed to be upset that they're not exactly in perfect chemistry yet.
Yeah. Like, if I want him to falter, I want him to be in practice. I want him to be testing, you know, the defenses in practice. I mean, that's where you actually win and get better is in practice.
Yeah.
In practice.
And if there's one thing that we know about Jalen Hurts is that he has a work ethic. I mean, my man's out there squatting 600 pounds, bro. Like, he's running up
hills with his wide receivers. I mean,
he's constantly out here with the guys, you know, building chemistry, trying to get better. And that's all we can ask. And quite frankly, I don't really see how he comes into this season not better than he was the previous year. I mean, we know the work that Jalen Hurts puts in. I'm expecting an improvement. I'm not sure if we're going to be making leaps and bounds of improvement, but I'm expecting a much better Jalen Hurts than last year.
Jason from Iowa chimes in and says, I think Evan is a little fired up. Love it.
I'm fired
practice.
Up.
I mean, there's certain times of the year where, like, you could eat, like, and the funny thing is, like, come on, man, you think about some people might be like, oh, you guys are media. But, like, sometimes I don't really think about that.
We're fans. Aspect,
you know, because I'm saying, like, we had this quote for how long? Like, a week now, 2 weeks? And I'm I don't want to throw it into the mix and be like, oh, well, but it is what it is. But, like, it is, but at the end of the day, I look at it as, you know, that's part of practice. And I think that the one quote where saying that the Eagles might be concerned, like, I got so many DMs from people like, what's your take on this? What is your take on it? Why? What's your take on this? And my whole thing is, like, you already know the Eagles have a concern because you already see the two first round picks that are waiting in the wings. You know, they were lingering. They were doing their homework on potential other quarterbacks out there. So, you know, they have some kind of, like, concern, like, to me, that's, you know, I think when Eagle fans hear that concern, it's like it throws people in. Hey, man, I'm going to let Jalen do his thing and play, you know, like, I'm not going to sit here and like, I'm not like, I'm ready for him to ball out. I'm not really concerned. I know what it is. I should know what it is by now.
I think it's pretty transparent to me, like, what's going on this offseason. Obviously, we have improved as a football team, offensively, defensively, but we are putting all of our eggs into the Jalen Hurts basket. So a lot of these people that were not big on Jalen Hurts last year, that guys that don't believe in Jalen Hurts this year, they're looking at a team that got much better, but ultimately is limited by a guy that they think won't be able to get the job done. So I get that. And I also want to raise a point that I had heard recently is that do you think that there's any factor of Jalen Hurts' love and the admiration for Jalen Hurts? Do you think that because people hated Carson Wentz so much as he left this city, that we went all the way over to the other side and we were all in on Jalen Hurts right away? Do you think that that's a part of why people are so big on Jalen Hurts. The ones
hold on. Let me throw this back at you. All right. I'm gonna throw the reverse card on you.
All right.
You hate Carson.
Yeah.
So answer the question.
No, because I'm a fan of the logo, bro. So I ultimately try to be as honest and open about how I feel about Jalen Hurts. I don't think that I've minced words. I think that he's a guy. I've never come out here and said that Jalen Hurts is the franchise guy moving forward. He's still in that. You know, I got to find out what he is mode. So I mean, Jalen Hurts obviously needs to show me something this year, but being a fan of Jalen Hurts' work ethic, being a fan of the Eagles, I'm a little bit biased. I think that Jalen Hurts is going to be a much better quarterback this year. I truly do. So I just
had to put you on the spot there because I know you hate Carson so much. You know what I mean? But I do. going back to what you just said, like, I'm going to have to say yes. And I've seen that a whole lot, at least throughout the offseason, on the timeline, on social media. Yes, I've seen everybody pretty much transpire their attention from Carson all the way over to Jalen. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, at the end of the day,
it's almost like a rebound chick. You know what I mean? Like you're making her seem better than she actually is. Yes. It's better than what you just got out of, you know?
I like that. A good way of breaking that down.
Like, to answer your question, Ev, I know there's a certain part of fans that actually like the idea of like showing up and playing. Like, he's a guy that he's not going to talk too much he's not going to take the rat poison. He's just going to show up and do his job. He knows he has a job to do. And at the end of the day, he's not going to let social media or whatever, like, get in the way of those things or drama or whether the fact that Wentz is here. No, he just came into the locker room, did what he did, got an opportunity to grow with his players. And that's the thing that I respect. I do know parts of the fan base do feel that way. Just like parts of the fan base, when I'm going to get out of practice and be like, we'll say some like slick shit about, like, you know, they just like Carson Wentz just because he's not a black quarterback and he's not a running quarterback. Like, I've heard the craziest shit at games and you're like, bro, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. You know, we all know what it is.
So I definitely want to piggyback off of what Bob, you know, you just had Bob's post up there. I'm with you, Bob. You know what I mean? Jalen still has a lot to prove. At the end of the day, going back to what Evan said, I support that logo. I rep that logo to the fullest. So whoever our QB1 is, he has my full support. But Jalen does definitely have a lot to prove. And then going back to what you just said, Gail, I might have been that guy at times chirping in your ear about what I said about Jalen as I'm watching the game. Yes, I admit it because it was frustration, you know what I mean, where I feel like he could have, you know, again, led his receivers, or he could have threw a longer ball, or he could have hit a more wide open receiver than the check down, or, like, you know, just viewing the field a whole lot better than what he did last year. But it all goes back to what Bob just said. Yes, he has a lot to prove. So
he does. Sorry, I don't want to cut you off.
No, you're good. You're good.
I just want to, like, and I hate, because I feel like this is a point that's truly, like, it's we're beating a dead horse with the fact that this is going to be his second full year as a starter, blah, 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 blah. But in reality, last year was. It was his first year as a starter. And if we take it like that and you compare that to guys that start year one as quarterbacks and their first full year starter, most quarterbacks, a good 80%+ of them, it's nothing that just blows anything out of the water. It's a relatively average season, sometimes above average season, where they show you flashes. I think Carson Wentz showed us flashes of brilliance in his rookie season, where he was escaping pockets and he was making some crazy throws, but then he also had some boneheaded decisions. I think Jalen Hurts did the same sort of thing, but in a running aspect. I don't think he really impressed so much with the arm, but when he took off and he was able to escape the pocket and get in the end zone, in the red zone, I think that's where he really impressed. So I think that they both have totally different skill sets. But if Jalen can build on his arm, listen, man, with these tools around him, the sky's the limit. It really is.
The whole thing with A.J. Brown coming into the mix, like, we're not talking about Jalen Reagor or Quez, who's coming into his own, but they're not an A.J. Brown. They're not a yak machine. They're not yoked up like T.O. They're not one of the top wide receivers in the league. this is a guy who's going to change the direction of this offense. He's going to be reliable. These are now two reliable threats on left and right side of Jalen Hurts. So when we talk about setting someone up for success, and then you talk about Dallas Goedert in the middle, and you're talking about all these other variables like a ridiculous offensive line, now we're setting him up for success. We're not saying – I'm not saying that he's all world, but I'm saying he's in a situation that could lead to his success. You look at Josh Allen, who has had his ups and downs. He got himself Stephon Diggs. Diggs has helped him out tremendously. Yeah.
I mean, but let's be real. Like Josh Allen's arm.
No, I'm just saying help.
There's no comparison.
I'm just saying help.
I agree. But yeah, I completely agree. Dallas Goedert is going to be a massive piece this year, because if we're considering Jalen doesn't have that strong of an arm, I don't expect him to just, you know, put on a rocket arm over the course of one offseason. I think the way that he improves downfield accuracy would be to, you know, anticipate his receivers and get that ball out sooner. But, you know, I think that Jalen Hurts is I think he's capable, man. I think he's capable.
JR says he's got to be able to read a defense in the comments.
Indeed.
That he definitely needs to improve on as well.
Rocky chimes in and says, I think even if Hurts does well, he's still going to get hated on. And the funny thing is, in Philadelphia, there's a lot of haters. So either way, there's going to be hate from any – it's just weird. Like, because I've seen from the fan base, I've seen from outside media, like, you know, Philadelphia always hates their quarterbacks. They hate their players. You know, they hate it. They're just so hard to please.
We didn't hate Wentz in 2017. You couldn't find really anybody.
I still don't hate Wentz. Hate's a strong word.
Life's short.
Prime, do you hate what player do you like extreme? Whatever. Hate is hate.
Yeah.
And just answer the question.
Oh, Riley Cooper? Riley Cooper? I hated Riley Cooper.
Yeah.
I did. I hated Riley Cooper.
I hated Riley Cooper. I was mad as hell. I was like, bruh, nah, I can't do this. I can't do this, man.
Yeah, Riley Cooper was awful. What about Chip Kelly? You hate Chip Kelly? I actually don't hate Chip Kelly, because I think that he
gave some juice for a little bit. He gave some juice.
That's not even it. I don't even want to compare him to Sam Hinkie, but Chip Kelly had to do what he did in order for us to get to the Super Bowl. He had to dismantle that team, and it all had to fall apart for us to, you know, go the complete opposite direction, get Doug, move up in the draft, get Wentz. That's all had to happen.
Now, Joe in the comments says, Jalen, he's got better ingredients. Now we can see what kind of chef he is.
That's just the thing, man. It's just all how well he puts it together. No excuses, man. No excuses for him or Nick this year.
Now, Jeff chimes in. He says, I think year three, he will showcase his abilities. Are we all agreeing on this one? I think it's kind of tough to like have those kind of weapons and not.
I mean, if you just consider how many guys he's going to be able to pass to, man. Like, his best friend this year is going to be able to just get the ball out quick.
Yeah.
That's what he has to do. Just get the ball out quick. Someone will be open. You got a route gods in Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, man. Like, there's going to be somebody open. And if not, just chuck the ball up all the way down the field to Quest. He'll run under it.
To follow what you're saying, like, he knows – like who he's working with. This is a friend. This is someone you can confide in. This is trust. You can't have trust issues with one of your starting wideouts. It's not a good scene. It's not a good scene at all.
Scandrick definitely falls in line.
Todd chimes in saying he hated Orlando Scandrick, and Stephen K says DeMarco Murray.
Todd Pinkston in there. Why
would you hate Todd?
He just stunk. I don't hate Todd. He just stunk.
He's the alligator, you know?
Yeah, the alligator arm play. Yeah. I mean, for that, then Ricky Waters falls into that category too.
I liked Pinkston more than I like Thrash. So.
Oh, yeah. I'll take Pinkston over Thrash any day.
Let's see. Nina chimed in here. Shout out to Nina. shout out to moms. Mom, if you haven't seen Nina's mom, she's a phenomenal dancer. Like I'm gonna be honest here. This is truth hour. It's Friday. I haven't even drank anything. This is truth hour. I watch Nina's mom dance and it brightens up my day. Like I'm feeling like, bro, if I'm not having good energy right now, at her age, she's got the juice. Like
she's got that energy. She's
huge Eagles fan too, man. Huge Eagles fan.
Almost. I was trying to link up with Nina down in Tampa, and I wanted just to say hi to her mom. I was like, I'll drive. I said, I'll do a drive by and wave just to say hi to your mom. But that didn't work out.
What, when you opened up with, I'll do a drive-by by your house? She said, you know, that's all right.
Because I told her, I was like, hey, I know the whole pandemic's going. I don't want to, like, be around anyone's family members and such.
Byron Maxwell. Yeah.
Do you see Elena's comments? Elena, Carson led us through week 13 of a Super Bowl winning season when he had injuries every week. Jalen plays smarter and has more weapons than we could hope for. Give the young buck a chance. His arm looks a little beefier. Mm-hmm. We doing too much with this speculation.
I agree, Elena. That's what I've been saying. No. I think speculating on 10 plays that took place in May is ridiculous.
Bob says, I hate every NFC East player we ever signed that flopped here.
That's a serious list.
Yeah. Man. I mean, I just feel like I think we're
it's Kayvon Wallace's time. Hey, Zach's out in left field.
Hey, Zach has been telling me he's been riding the train for a while. He's texted me this same exact.
Yeah,
we could use safety. Have you see Jesse Bates isn't signing?
Oh, we kind of knew that. But now all Eagle fans are like, come on, man, one more move. Howie, come on.
I don't think that happens. Not now that we have Tart.
Rocky chimes in. He said, what do y'all think about the offensive play calling, though? Hurts is going to need that as well in order to be on point. Our play calling has been suspect.
We got a new guy calling plays.
New guy calling plays. So, I mean, I really feel like that's going to go ahead and play a factor this upcoming season. He's got a good point, though. I mean, the play calling definitely plays its part. But, you know, with the addition of somebody taking over that, I think, you know, it's going to be a good turnaround.
Yeah.
I completely agree with Prime. I think that, you know, Sirianni was a big man, and for him to be able to admit that he had a little bit too much on his plate as a first year head coach and evaluate that and hand over the play calling, I think that was the right move. And I mean, it's less on his plate. Steichen is going to have to. I don't know what Steichen is as a play caller. I don't.
Well, but he was at the halfway mid season, so. But I don't think a lot of people knew that he was in control. So you're saying that Sirianni had too much dip on his chip?
Yeah, and it's not anything against Sirianni. It's his first year as a head coach, man, and for him to go in there with all of the responsibilities. I mean, there's only what, like a third of the head coaches in the league that are actually sitting there calling plays, running the entire show. I think that's a lot to ask. He had too much dip on his chip.
When you say it like that, it doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah.
That's how I was trying to set it up for you. This guy took it and ran with it. Hey guys, I mean, in this pod, it's Friday. We're feeling, you know, I know, you know, if you got some topics you want to talk about, we'll hit it real quick.
I saw one. I want to make a proclamation. Everybody is going crazy. All I've been hearing is about how we need a punter so bad. Guys, I want you to take my word. Aaron Sipos is going to come back better this year. He had a strong start the first half of the year.
Are you trying to create controversy? Should we make a
I'm just trying to like let's have.
Why would you? Why would you look at that as controversy though? No, this is defending kickers and punters for.
No, this is a joke.
As long as I've known him,
this is a joke.
Why would you even try to turn
have some faith?
Because we're trying to create some narratives, and then I could put Evan's face, and then I'll put the quote, and then that spicy quote, and then see what happens. See what happens.
We talk about Jalen Hurts and how, you know, it was his first year last year as a rookie QB. It was his first year as a rookie punter, bro. I mean, he has a fraction of the plays he gets to contribute, and he messes up a few times. Everyone's like, get the frick out of the league, bro. What are you doing?
When we were at the Eagles Autism Challenge, I think we did see Sipos.
We did. I took a picture with him because kickers are people too.
So and I didn't have to encourage you to go over there?
I don't recall that.
Shout out to Nina. We are going to AZ game. Are you going to the AZ game?
Yeah.
Are you going to the AZ game? No, I was asking Nina.
No, I'm saying that's the question we're asking Nina. Are you
going to the AZ game?
Exactly, Candy. If we're worried about a punter, we're looking good.
Remember that high school coach who never punted? Like, yeah. I'm totally that dude.
He stayed in high school.
In Madden, never punt, bro. Never punt in Madden. Never punt in Madden.
That was a rule when we played. We weren't allowed to punt. You had to go for it.
JR Chomsky says, how about how deep we are at linebacker?
That's a good problem.
Bro, I mean, that's a good problem. But how deep are we at multiple positions?
Yeah,
so it looks like we got a lot of good problems.
I think Prime loves some linebackers. So, you know, do it. Now, my other thing, I saw a random picture today of Davion Taylor. And I was like, oh, does Davion Taylor come to fruition? I mean, he's just like, you know, like we felt like he was coming on a little bit. And then he got injured with the torn MCL, which we broke on the timeline, but nobody said anything. Yeah, we broke that. We were like, yeah, nobody said anything. We didn't get no ESPN quotes, nothing.
Well, I mean, it was. You know. Davion Taylor, considering all the guys that we brought in this offseason, Davion Taylor isn't the guy that I'm exactly sitting here banking on saying we need Davion Taylor to step it up this year. He's depth right now. And for this point in his career as a young developing player, that's exactly where he should be. He should be sitting behind and learning and developing. But I'll tell you what, man, I think Kazir Sose, as Anthony Perry calls him.
That is a nice nickname.
Kaiser Sose.
Oh my God. That is it.
That is it. That is it. That's a really good name. I think he is one of the most underrated pickups of this entire offseason. I think he's going to come in here and make a huge impact. And I think that a lot of us, we're going to be chomping at the bit to see N'Kobe Dean. Obviously, everyone wants to see N'Kobe Dean. He was worthy of a first round pick. And he's wearing number 17 as a linebacker. It's going to be silky as hell. But I think that Kazir White he's had more time in the league. He's more developed.
I was just remembering Evan telling us all that he went up to N'Kobe Dean asking about the medicals. Like his first taste of Eagle fans, and this could probably be like, he probably was like talking to his family, like, yeah, and we're having this Eagles Autism Challenge, and this dude comes up with a crunchy beer in his hand, and he's like frothing at the mouth, and he's asking for my autograph, and then he says, how's the medicals?
Like, not what I said. That's not what I said.
Why am I getting used in
SNFU? He's a shit stir. Is all he is. Yeah. Prime. He's a shit stir.
It was like,
said, how's your leg feel?
How's the MRI? How's the MRI? Yeah.
How you asked it was Gail's translation of
what he heard. Listen, I was a dickhead there. I didn't mean to
dickhead.
Cross any boundaries. I thought I was just being.
There's HIPAA laws, man. There's HIPAA laws, bro. Freaking HIPAA laws, bro. He's like, are we going to talk about that right now?
Yeah.
It's feeling great. That's all I wanted. I would have been happy with that. Feel great. Cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Yo, my man gave you that look. Like, did you really just?
Yeah, he did. Nah, he did. He did. He's like, what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
I tapped Evan in the back of the head. Like, what's wrong with you?
He was probably like, bro, this. He's sleeping in his bed. He's like, yo, some dude came up to me, man, asking about my medicals.
Wrong. Wrong. Yeah, Evan got home, thought about it, was like, ugh.
Yeah, no, I was doing that on the ride home.
Now, Will chimes in. He says, I think the updated defense is going to put the Birds in a better field position this season, and I will help the offense. I will hope the offense will have more success.
Yeah. I agree.
I was letting y'all roll with that one.
No, I completely, like I said, we got better on both sides of the ball. So, and especially on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, there's really, if you just peel, we're going to need some more time, honestly.
Yeah. When Ev gets that physical, just be like, yo, Ev, how was the physical? You good? You good? You want to talk about it? Okay.
I'm good. there was another comment I saw.
Keith, to go to Keith is jumping in late. Keith is trying to figure out what is going on. Evan.
Steve from the top rope.
So Keith, what Evan did was his first interaction with N'Kobe Dean. He rudely asked about the medicals while Mans was signing his autograph.
After he secured the bag first.
he asked about N'Kobe Dean's medicals.
That's not what I said. Let me back that up and tell the truth about what happened. When N'Kobe Dean was sitting there, and you know, considering the injuries that you know dropped him in the draft, I said, "Yo, how's the leg feel, man?" Just a simple, simple. I'm feeling good. That would have sufficed. But you know, I didn't realize I stepped over a boundary there. I'll own that one.
So if you're going on a first date with a woman and she goes to Ev, you got priors? Are you even offended? Like, priors? Really? You think I have priors? What?
Right. How's the leg?
How's the medicals? That's we'll put that on a t-shirt. How's the medicals?
Yeah, that's a good t-shirt.
How's the medicals? Bob says, free prostate check with any Evan questions. Huh?
Friday shows go off the rails, man.
Hey, man, it's Friday. I know, you know, we really just wanted to address the situation. It's not even a situation. I just feel like when people are at home with nothing to do, it's a great job by D Gunn to actually just generate some news, because I saw comments on the timeline, but where did Jacob Media come from? I mean, they got some eyeballs, and there we go, is the media. That's how it works, guys. That's how you pay for your student loans. Yep.
I'm working on that too.
Good luck with that $80,000, Brian guy. I don't want to talk about your financials.
Yeah. Manscaped, where are you?
Better than that Manscaped bullshit. Look at that. Look at that.
Yo, Ev, how's the financials?
I'm underwater.
Bro. Yeah. I mean, so it's Friday. It's Friday night. Any big plans? I know Ev's. I mean, I was going to say Ev's got his kids to play with, but I was like, I was gonna say, yeah, and then I was like, Prime has the kids.
Ev's got his kids.
I was like, yo, what? I got child support too? You're talking about I'm 80 grand in the hole to Sally Mae, and now I gotta pay child support.
Oh man.
You know, every time I bring up that to Ev that I paid off my student loan, he gets a little hurt.
Yeah, rub that one in, dude. I don't get hurt. Like, you just, hey, every time I mention that, I paid off my student loans. Gail called me the time that he was submitting his last payment. He called me, which, as a friend, I was happy for him to receive that call. And then he continually brings it up, how we paid off the loans. Like, yeah, I know. I'm aware.
You know, that I continue to tell him about the pain, the anguish that I went through in the hardest times of my life.
Right.
Like I was,
and Evan's dealing with
that. I couldn't relate.
I was trying to relate to it. I was telling Evan, one time I went to my apartment, my lights were off, bro. I was like, my lights were off, bro. Like I had no energy.
I got candles waiting to burn, bitch. Waiting for these lights to go out.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway. I know Prime has the kids. You playing with the kids tonight? Everything's good?
Yeah, you guys. I'm about to go catch up with the kids in a little bit, man.
Yeah. I mean, does anyone have any other questions out here? Or Cody does. Quez or Rager in the slot?
Let's put on our thinking caps. I'm going to go with Quez.
Q Diddy?
You don't need to know my answer.
Now, Jimmy says, are we going 4-3 or 3-4? How about hybrid. Both?
Yeah, hybrid.
Yo,
mixing it up.
5-2.
Yeah, we're going to mix it up a lot. I think we really are.
Yo, Brandon Graham was so – when I mentioned Jordan Davis, he was so excited about Jordan Davis. And then he in another shout-out to Aaron, he got an interview with Brandon, and he said – he's like, you don't understand. He said Jordan Davis is like – so he points at Mal walking across the field. He's like that, but like he's like – and then Mal's like, yo, I'm not fat like Jordan Davis. And he's like, no, you're tall, but – but he's like, he's not fat like that. He's like, he's like, wait till you see him. But then he said, what this means for Jordan Davis, what this means for Fletcher Cox, Jordan Davis is going to basically help Fletcher Cox be Fletcher Cox. And that's what Brandon was really trying to say. He's like, I know he can, if Fletch can get to where I know where he can get to. There's gonna be a lot of problems.
Yeah. Gail, and then after Brandon answered that question, Gail just got really excited.
Wow. Wow. Wow, bro. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Wow. Wow. I think we were all wow that day.
We were
all wow that day.
I mean, like, but Brandon Graham, I mean, I don't want to talk about his medicals or anything, but you know, he looks good too, bro. He's moving around well, telling you that. Wait, hold on a second. Jog my memory. Did you ask Brandon Graham how his leg was feeling? Because I could have sworn.
I asked Brandon Graham the exact same question I asked the Kobe. I said.
I'll check the tape, and I'll have that.
I said, you look like you put on 10 pounds of muscle. The guys around here talked about BG strength. I said, you look like you put on some muscle. 10 pounds of muscle.
Find the receipt.
And then Brandon Graham said, he's like, normally, he's like, I got a chance to focus on my working out. He's like, so he said, you know, he's like, sometimes in the off season, you don't get to work on things, but I've had all this time. So, yeah, 10 pounds of muscle. No medicals. Muscle. How's the muscles?
Flexions.
How you feeling? He said he feels good, man.
Yeah. How's the kids' medicals? They said they're doing fine.
Yeah. So Prime, before we get out of here, any last words? Any things you want to leave with the people?
Yes. Shout out to The Weeknd.
Oh,
I had the privilege of being in the Stomping Grounds last night. Completely forgot. The day was crazy starting off in the morning. Wife calls me up and says, you ready for tonight? And I'm like, damn, I forgot. Got the concert. Had the privilege to have a date night out with my queen last night. It was a great time. She surprised me, you know what I mean, with these weekend tickets. We talked about it, made the night. It was a great night. He put on a hell of a show. Anybody tuning in, if you got The Weeknd, going to be doing, you know, throwing it down in a city near you or in your city, go check him out. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, it was one of those. It definitely was a hitter last night. It felt good being in the link. I texted you guys like at one point this one dude kind of rubbed me off the wrong way, the way he was like acting
Yeah. What did he do?
Acting up in our stadium and everything, saw Eagles logo and started like kicking it and everything. And I'm like, yo, dude, like, man, don't do that.
Whoa. What's going on here, Prime?
Yeah, I caught this dude kicking the Eagles logo as I go up to go get some drinks. Wow.
No, what's going on?
That's the frustration. That's my brother. He took over her phone. She's at my brother's right now waiting for me.
I got
you. I know that's my brother.
Yeah.
That's my brother.
Violation.
Violation indeed.
Elena says, did he finally get a haircut or not?
Nah. He ain't stick to his word. You know, a true Cowboy fan, you know what I mean? Can't stick to their words. They're full of shit.
So we found out that Prime is a weekend stan.
You found out.
No, we found out. Evan didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know you were a big weekend fan. I didn't know that.
I am a big weekend fan, man. Before he got big, I've been following him mixtapes, his double album. He's legit. And then last night, like I said, the performance he put on was tremendous. It was a great performance, man. I was a little nervous being in the building, thinking that he wasn't going to go old school with some of his scenes and everything. But he dropped it down all the way back to one of his very first albums. And I talk about geeked up. I got geeked up. I'm looking at Autumn like the whole time. I'm like, yo, this done set the whole night. Like, this what made the night because of the fact that he started singing The Hills, Often, Wicked Games. Yeah, man, he went all out, bro.
This guy over here, he's going all out with all the songs. Excited.
That was him jumping up on stage last night.
Jimmy said Music Soul Child is coming to Arkansas this in October.
Nice. Very nice.
Also a Philly legend, 143 Love. That's one of my favorites, Prime. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Shout out to Jordan and your family. Sorry for your loss and your family, man. We're praying for you over here. And Evan, did you have anything before we get out of here? Any band
back?
Okay.
Oh, all right. Wow.
Good news.
Drones back in commission. I got nothing going on, bro. Roommate left for the weekend. So,
no pun intended.
Was there a pun that I said?
You said your roommate left for the weekend. I said no pun intended.
Oh, I didn't even put that. It was too good. Yeah. So I got nothing going
on. I'm just excited to do a podcast on a Friday. Had pizza with my pop and my brother.
Nice.
Came back from New York City.
Nice.
New York City, still not a fan.
Still smells.
Not anymore. other than that, man, I'm just ready for the season, man. It's the calm before the storm. Again, we're doing a preseason tailgate. So if you guys are out there, I know there's a Phillies game. I just heard there's a Phillies game, so it could get a little crazy. We could do Phillies in the morning. We'll probably just keep to a tailgate.
It's going to be a day, man.
We'll just hang out in the parking lot all day until open practice. I think we also have to shout out Vince for having a baby. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations, baby daughter. And then talk about one more time the trip on September 25th, which is also Mal's birthday. See, I'm remembering a lot of things here.
Wow.
Check that out if you want to go on the Philly sports trips, tailgate game, you name it. It's going to be bananas trip.
That Washington game is one to get to, too, man. I mean, we're talking about reviving a rivalry between
and the hate that you have.
You can watch me frothing in the mouth from the seats.
Oh God! Another random fact, if you guys don't know about Evan, he was a professional troll in his town.
Yeah,
professional, not just yeah. So
nah, I didn't mess around. I was.
Got a lot of hate in his heart. all right, man. We completely went off the rails. But, hey, man, I'll see you guys in the near future. And as always, Fly, Eagles, fly. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Later, guys.